This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first half of the first regular session of the 102nd General Assembly.
Making good progress on a number of other bills.
Productive week in the Senate.
Session started on January 4th. In the 10 weeks that followed, Missouri senators have introduced 723 bills and sent 30 of these to the Missouri House of Representatives. This includes a supplemental budget bill for the current fiscal year, which has since been signed by the governor. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says lawmakers have made some accomplishments in the first half of the 2023 legislative session.
Postpartum bill, a few others, transgender bill, transgender issue set, I guess I would say. I think next week will obviously be a productive week, exciting week, long days, presumably.
This legislation features a measure aimed at bringing film production back into the Show Me State. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence praises passage of Senate Bills 94, 52, 57, 58, and 67.
I know that's something Senator Beck has been working on for a long time. Obviously, we have a lot of talent in the state of Missouri and want to show off the Midwest, so I think it'd be a productive tax credit for us.
Workforce development and economic development remain key priorities for the Missouri Senate this session.
So I was glad that Senate Bill 3 was brought up on the floor and debated.
Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg sponsors Senate Bills 3 and 69, legislation that seeks to modify provisions relating to the promotion of business development.
The Regulatory Sandbox Act basically makes it easier for a current Missouri company to bring a new innovative product to market.
His proposal awaits action in the Missouri House of Representatives.
I was really proud to stand up for working families.
At the same time, Senate Bill 21 would modify the duration of unemployment benefits based on the unemployment rate. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County is among the senators who stood up against this measure when it was discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on February 7th.
You're not going to get rich on unemployment, but what it can do for those that are looking for jobs is it can help alleviate some stress so they can focus on finding a position that's best for them.
This legislation awaits further Missouri Senate action.
Senate Bill 17, we're going to talk about.
Education remains a leading interest for lawmakers as well. Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City sponsors Senate Bill 17. She tells the Missouri Senate Education and Workforce Development Committee her proposal would modify terms used in the elementary and secondary school funding formula.
One deals with the variable that's used to determine funding for districts with large numbers of impoverished students, and then the other deals with the manner in which the state adequacy target or the SAT is calculated.
Senate Bill 17 awaits final committee action.
Senate Bill 75 deals with the PSRS peer system.
Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe sponsors Senate Bill 75, which would change certain rules relating to retired teachers.
And the bill focuses on ways to get retired teachers back to helping possibly in the classroom or in non-classroom positions within a school.
Senate Bill 75 is in the Missouri House of Representatives for consideration there.
We've had a lot of tax policy conversation.
Obviously, we have very difficult issues that we take on year after year.
When Missouri senators return to Jefferson City, some expect them to return to the discussions that were happening on the floor of the Missouri Senate when they left. Senator Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina is Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader.
We're working on some policies that address the transgender issues that we've talked about now for more than a year, and I think we can find a path forward.
Senator Rizzo says, above all else, they want to keep the Missouri Senate functioning.
People are just kind of working through channels. I think it's moving in the right direction, far from saying that there is any sort of compromise.
Session will resume Monday.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will stand adjourned until Monday.
At which point there will be 8 weeks left.
4 p.m.
The fiscal year 2024 budget has to be complete no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 5th. The first regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will end at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 12th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.